Shemcha Shabbos. Shemcha Ches. If a person is in a life-threatening situation, mitzvah l'chalal of Shabbos. So it's a mitzvah to l'chalal Shabbos for him. And the one who does so with alacrity is praised. And the one that says ha'rezeh shayfech domim is considered to be chai because of shvichos domim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Hashoyel oisir ish shehu mischaseid v'yorei l'chal Shabbos b'chol kazeh, the person who wants to be a chosid and asks a shayla, yidei mayhera haru shefech damim, sheba'oid shehu hoylech, as he's going to ask the shayla, so the chal will get sicker and weaker, and he's in violation of the din of leisamed al dam reyecha. And then the Chavetz Chaim quotes the Yerushalmi, that says, Hanishal HaRezeh Maguna. Machaber left that, dropped that. The Nishal, the person who is being asked the question, the Mayra the Rav, is considered to be heavily censured. HaRezeh Maguna. Perush Mishum Shetamon Chacham Bimkoimoy Hoyololi Droish Bipirka. Because he should have been teaching the Chol Kedesh Yedu Kola Ombaloy Storchu Lesholoy. That people should know that they did not have to ask a shayla. So then we are koif. So this describes to us the obligation of the Merah HaRoah when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh Reich HaShabbos. In other words, even before we get to the halachas of how to answer questions or how to direct, how to be Merah HaRoah, the first halacha we should learn is that there's an obligation on the Merah HaRoah to teach Hilchos Shabbos, teach specifically Pikuach Nefesh Reich HaShabbos. And if a Rav does not teach those halachas, so that's what the Rishalmi was saying, that he may generate that a person will be a chosid shota, and it'll be the Rav's responsibility. How far do we go in teaching the halachas of Pikuach Nefesh Reich HaShabbos? The Rosh Hashulchan says that it's not so clear, because there is a Gemara in Menachos that says that if a person is a cholish ish v'sakana, and the doctors say he needs two grapes, and you get to the tree and you see that there's two branches of two grapes, and there's one branch with three grapes. So which what do you do? You do a one ma'aseh chaticha with a ribi shurim, or you do two ma'aseh chatichas? So we pass you to one ma'aseh chaticha, but our Chashulchan says, but that's a shaila that's going to come up in Shas Ma'aseh. He doesn't imagine that you're going to be able to teach every single detailed din. So our Chashulchan says that the Rav has to discern what information has to be able to teach the Balabatim to distinguish between emergencies and non-emergencies. Emergencies are not times to ask a shaila. Emergencies, you just take care of the chayla. Hazaris harezeh meshubach. It's not an emergency. If it's something which doesn't require attention in the next few minutes, so then they should come and ask a shayla, and they should figure out, together with the Rav, what's the best thing to do. Or, for example, if there are chronic situations. So the chronic situation means, then that's when a person should be asking a shayla. Or if there is something you can prepare for. A person is rachmanot on the diabetic and has to take measurements. So that's not going to come up on Shabbos. That's going to come up when they come away from the doctor's appointment. A person has to wear some kind of implement to measure his heart rate. He'll know that before. A couple is heading into their ninth month. So then you can sit down with them and discuss with them the halachas of what happens if it happens on Shabbos. That's a segula that it won't happen on Shabbos. We discuss it in advance. So the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that there are two parts to the teaching. One part is to teach Balabatim that to distinguish between emergencies, non-emergencies, and things that you can plan for. Things that you can plan for, of course, you should be asking shailos in advance. And however, emergencies, that's the place where people have to know not to ask shailos. In addition, one is able to teach various hayrois. For example, the Rambam that says Kol Yishol Dover, the Baicholish Yishpasakana Reuqachoil, to teach a Balabatim if it's a Cholish Yishpasakana, they should do what they would do on a Tuesday. To teach Balabatim and making a phone call to Dindir Rabbanon. So they have a suffix, they call the doctor. Dindir Rabbanon to be, and the Rabbanons, certain Rabbanons, we will violate, and almost all the Rabbanons, B'shas Maisa, for a Cholish Yishpasakana. So, certainly is. So to ask, to call up a doctor to find out what to do, that's something that Balabatim should appreciate is a din de rabbanon. Or to appreciate that whatever a goy does, if a goy makes a phone call, that's a shvus to shvus, mutum amokim mitzvah. Or to accompany a choyle in the ambulance. So what are you doing then? The choyle's in the ambulance, he's going anyways to the hospital. So you're not, it's unlikely that you were adding any kind of malacha then. And that nowadays, that having an advocate at a hospital is as bikoch nefesh. A person's a chayla. And if he doesn't have an advocate, he sometimes could be, terribly, he could be in the emergency room for much longer because he's so sick he can't advocate for himself. So he needs to have an advocate. Sometimes a chayla has to make decisions. Had to figure out which doctor to use, which specialty to use. Sometimes up to the chayla. Chayla is a mesukin, can't make those decisions. He needs to have somebody with him. And going with the chayla is would hardly add on anything if it's in the ambulance. So these are certain things that the Rav can teach in advance, and certain distinctions the Rav can make in advance. That's the first or that we have to make is that the parsha of Pikuach Nefesh describes the requirement for a Rav to give certain kinds, certain topics of shurim on a frequently enough basis. That deflect emergency shailos. And then the next obligation that we have amongst ourselves, the Matthew Ephraim points out, that there are certain, these are part of the parshias that a Rav has to have to the best of his ability, that they have to be shogeg b'fiv, they have to be on his fingertips, so to speak. For the same reason, because when a shaila does come up, someone doesn't have the leisure to ask another Rav to pull out the svarim, to look things up, very often, when asked to make decisions on the spot. So it's important that these are areas of halachas that a Rav reviews frequently enough that he's able to help out and make decisions. And alternatively is also, the Rav is often called upon to be mechazik l'choyla, to be mechal Shabbos. That is not chil Shabbos. Very, very often a person, the doctor is standing around, and they think the person should be going into the ambulance, should be going to the hospital, and he's ready to sign off. He's not going to go because he doesn't want to miss Shabbos, doesn't want to miss Kiddush, doesn't want to miss the time with family, b'chulei, doesn't want to mess up his Shabbos. We say, Shalom, say Tzarev, Yigam Enoch, V'yim Nuchaseinu. There is a special inyan. When you think about it, so if you don't appreciate Shabbos, it's a strange thing. We're mispalo, because Baruch Hu, don't mess up the Shabbos. One survey yoga on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Shalom, take serving of Yom Chaseinu. You should say it, not to have serving at any time. But we must follow the Kesher Baruch Hu. The din is we have to have survey yoga, so shouldn't be in Shabbos. This is also a very important din to teach that I see more and more happening in the breach. That when procedures have to be done, so often I have people who say, can I do it on a Thursday or a Friday? Because I've had the procedure Thursday or Friday, so then I'll be back at work on Monday. So I'll lose less time. So that's connected then. The din is that if a person's procedure done, it's supposed to be done on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Right? The Mishnah says a person should not have a procedure done that could result in being a choyle mesukan and Shabbos, because the many different hesberim for this din. One hesber for the din is that a person should not be machnes atzma l'tchias yisurim. It's true that pikuach nefesh is either matir or deicha Shabbos, but you don't set yourself up in order to be able, in order to have to be mechal lo Shabbos. So, if a person is going into a procedure or having some kind of surgery, so the halach is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe. But in order to be able, then when Shabbos rolls around, hopefully they will not have to make use of pikuach nefesh, being doicha b'matir Shabbos. Or, the Gemara says, Bishamayin have another hezber, Bishamayin Shabbos. A person can be laid up on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So again, I don't know what to say, if it's going to be mamish take away parnasa, it's going to end up being, I don't know, I have to think about halacha l'maaseh, if it's going to really take a huge hesed. How much earning Shabbos? And there won't be any pikuach nefesh, I don't know. But the pashtus is that a person gets a certain amount of sick leave, that a person can take off a certain day. The pashtus is that if the doctor would say it has to be done Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he would do it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. He'd already figure it out. So to say, I'm going to do it on Thursday, Friday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's connected in, because he'll mess up his ending Shabbos. Some people don't think about it. Most not on their minds altogether. What's on their minds is that better to be laid up on a Shabbos and Sunday, so then I'll lose less time at work. So one of the things we have to teach people is, no, that they should be well. Shalei tzerva yogi v'anoch anytime. But if a person does need some kind of procedure, does need some kind of surgery, so then it should be done at the beginning of the week. Now, obviously, if the operating room is only available at the end of the week, or if the doctor that you think is the best suited for the job is only available at the end of the week, or if it means waiting a long period of time, and that could be a sakana, so obviously all those considerations are doche this din. And we do it at the end of the week. But when the cheshbon is being made based on convenience, so a balabatim should appreciate, it's fakaret, that our appreciation of Shabbos is, that we're mispalo, shalo seitzer v'yoyin v'yoyim nuchasenu, we have to do our best also to make sure that there's no tzer v'yoyin on Shabbos itself. So that's one of the roles of the Maariv Tzedek, of the Rav. One of the roles of the Rav is sometimes, we just said in this Mishnah Berurah, I think it comes from Radvaz, he says that it's a Radvaz, and if the Chayla is nervous, he's going to cause Chol Shabbos. Koifen oisai umidabrim alibo shum chasidah shal shtus. This is not chasidus. This is not doing a mitzvah in a muvchar. This is being obligated. There were Rishon and the Ramban, the Mechai, talk about a person who does not want to get treated because he's a tremendous maimon, tremendous baal bitochen. So the Ramban seems to say, give a nod to the possibility of being a huge baal bitochen. We're not talking about that. This person is going to the hospital on Sunday, Monday, right? He's not going to be soy mechal anes. So then you have to tell him to being about bitochen just on Shabbos, that's not bitochen. That's not what the Kishbaruch had in mind. Kishbaruch says, that's not the din. So we have to encourage people that the mitzvah on Shabbos, that's where the halach in Shulchan Aruch opens up. Mi sheish l'choli shosakonu mitzvah l'chalos ha-Shabbos. That's a strange lashon. It should be mitzvah l'hatzel nafshei. It should be mitzvah... What's mitzvah chalos Shabbos? A strange thing, but I think that the Mechaber is pointing something out. The Rambam writes at the beginning of the second parak of Hilchas Shabbos. The Rambam begins by saying pikuach nefesh deicha Shabbos. It says Shabbos tuchuya, and then in halacha beis he goes on to say that Shabbos is kechoil, and that's what opens up all the lomdas that we will not go into where the Rambam's shita is that it's tuchuya hutra. However, after that, the Rambam then describes the halacha that if we have to mechal Shabbos, we are mechal Shabbos. The Rambam writes, Ayidei Dolim, and Ayidei Yisrael, and Ayidei Anoshim. And then the Rambam writes that the next halacha, maybe the fourth or fifth halacha, the Rambam writes there that the osur lisma meya bechilu Shabbos lachodeshim sakana. It's osur to delay. Osur lisma bechilu Shabbos. Asher yaso soma odom v'chay bem eloy sheyomuz bohem. Rambam says, the Rambam seems to say there's a special din, a chiddush. Right? Normally we would say if a person is, God forbid, dying, so there's a mitzvah of lo yisam lam reyachot to take care of the chayla. We would say there's a mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, maybe a mitzvah rapi yirapi, right? What's the iser of delaying? We would say delaying it, it's lo yisam lam. So what do you say? Osir lisam meyah b'chilu Shabbos, because it says v'chay b'hem. So apparently Rambam is saying that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was mechadesh another din, that if I delay on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, then it's l'sam l'mecha. If I delay on Shabbos because I'm nervous about mechal Shabbos, so in addition to in violating l'sam l'mecha, I'm also in violation of the, I'm being mevatel a mitzvah v'chay b'hem v'loy shiyomus v'chem v'itul asei. Then the Rambam is marich cholamadata she'ein mishpatei haTorah nekoma ba'olam ela rachamim v'chesed v'sholem ba'olam. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs are empathetic and are good and are kind. Ve'elu aminim shayimim shezeh chilu Shabbos. He calls them aminim. A person who's apikoris, who says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu says that we have to keep Shabbos even in face of pikuach nefesh. They said by Allah v'kosav aimer begam anina satilem chukim li'toivim u'bishvel yichvehem. That if they misinterpret my Torah, if they try to abuse my Torah and Hanami, then it's going to be chukim leitayim. So the Rambam holds that there is l'chayra a chiddush over here, that there is an additional isur to abusing the halacha. If a person says it's Yom Kippur, he's supposed to eat, he's mechuyev to eat, and he says because of Yom Kippur he's not going to eat, he's going to become sicker because of Yom Kippur. So then that is a being moitzi laz on the Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Another din. So when the Mechaber says that mitzvah l'chalos Shabbos is meduyik, there's a special din in saying it's Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this, values this life over Shabbos, and therefore, and that's it, that is demonstrating the Chaim Chesed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's halachas. Good, so that's the role of the Rav in Pikuach Nefesh, Deiche Shabbos. And then now let's go on to the major role of the Rav, and that is being Mevar HaRav paskening these shailas. So the Yesoda Yesonos of here is that there's a Machlekes Ledinam, Machlekes Rishonim, whether Shabbos is Hutra, Shabbos Dechuya. What is the chiluk between Hutra Dechuya by a Chayla She Yesh Basakana? Right, we divide up Chaylim into Yesh Basakana, life threatening, even remotely life threatening. And a chayla she'ein basakana, which is a chayla who is not in a life-threatening situation, but is nafal mishkav, but is not fully ambulatory, but is not fully functional. And a bari, a person who Baruch Hashem is fully functional, but in great discomfort. It's a terrible headache, but he's staying at the office, not going home. He has a huge toothache, but he's not lying down. That's a bari b'mechush. So a bari b'mechush ba'alma, the Gemara says we have an iser. Not only he can't mechal Shabbos, he's a bari, but he can't take medicine either. That we'll discuss. That's the third part. The second part is, what can you do for a choyle who is nafal mishkav? He's not going to shul. It's such a terrible headache. It's a Tuesday. He's calling it quits and going home. He's not continuing to work. He has such a terrible cold and he's so stuffed up and so congested. He hasn't slept the entire night. He can't work. He stays home in bed. That's a choyle she'ein basakana. But the first parsha is a choyle she'yesh basakana. That's a person who is in a situation where either if he doesn't get tipul, then his life will be threatened. Or if he doesn't get tipul, his life might be threatened. Might be. Or it could be that if he doesn't deal with it now, then down the road, something will happen to him. So because he was negligent now. So those are all choylim sheyesh b'em sakana. So there's a machlekes whether we say Shabbos Dechuya Shabbos Hutra. What is the chilk between Dechuya and Hutra? So Dechuya means Efshel Lekayim Shneim. Can I keep Shabbos and get this person well? If it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, so behold, Shabbos is Dechuya, then one is Mechuyev to do what has to be done without violating Shabbos. Moshel Madar V'Doyme, if I can have a goy do equally well, take this for the hospital. Either the goy takes him or I take him. So if you hold that Shabbos is Hutra, Haru Kechoyel, so if it's a Tuesday, I'll take it myself, it wouldn't necessarily take it. But if you hold Shabbos is the Chuya, and my neighbor, the Goy, can take it and he'll get there as quickly as I'll get there, maybe faster, so then one is Mechuyev to not to be Mechalu Shabbos. That's the Machlaikis of whether it's the Chuya or Hutra. The Sugya is born in the Sugya of Yevamis, Lagabe Tuma, Hutra or the Chuya B'tzibur. If the Tzibur, if the Kohen Amaral Tomei, so can they, there are certain Kavonis they can still bring? What's that din if there's a Kohen in Tveria who is not Tomei? So do we hold up the works till we get the Kohen from Tveria to come? Or do we say, no, we can use the Kohen here right now? So if it's Tumos Hutra B'tzibur, we don't have to wait for the Kohen from Tveria to come. If we say Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur, so then we have to wait for the Kohen from Tveria to come, assuming they'll get here in time to bring the Korbanos. Right, so that's the Machloikas. How do we paskin? So Ashkenazim paskin like the Ramah says in Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, "Kishem Mechal l'Shabbos al Choyle sheyesh basar kona mishtadlin sheloy la'asoyis al yedei eino Yehudi uketanim v'noshim." Ella al yedei Yisrael gedolim uvnei das. We go out of our way, maybe not out of our way, but we do not employ specifically non-Jews and ketanim. Ella al yedei Yisrael gedolim uvnei das. The Ramah writes, "V'yesh oimrim dim efshar la'asoyis beloy dichur beloy yichur al yedei shinoi." If I could accomplish without any delay, I could do al yedei shinoi. So it's a drabbanon, right? V'im efshal osayin ein Yehudi b'lo ichur kalal. And if I can use a non-Jew and will not delay anything at all, right? Either how could I know that? Well, it could be that the doctor is called into the hospital, and the doctor knows that for this kind of presentation, you have to do a scan. He's not going to make any decision until he sees the scan. He's not going to make any decision until he does the x-ray. He can't. And he knows that it takes a certain amount of time to get the chayla into the x-ray, get the technician, get it up, get it read, get it back. So he knows that nothing's going to happen. So then he doesn't. Then he certainly gets the goy to take him in. Right? He doesn't jump in the car then. If it's a situation where person is in a stroke, and he's one of these stroke interventionists, and person's in a heart attack, and he's a interventionist, and till the Uber comes, it'll be 5 minutes, till the taxi comes, it'll be 5 minutes, till he knocks on his neighbor's door, and in his estimate from the presentation, from the phone call, it sounds like 5 minutes will make a huge difference, then he jumps in the car, he goes as fast as he can, he gets there. Right. If, on the other hand, even with the interventionist says, well, I need the guy to have to be prepped, the room has to be washed down, get the guy in the room, and he has to be prepped, he has to be sedated, so then he knows how much time he has. So those would be situations where it could be a pikuach nefesh case, and he has to make a decision, jumps in the car, or he goes with a goy because it's beloy ichor beloy dichoy. So the fact that the Ramah says that b'lo yidicha b'lo yichur, so in that case, we would say, then use the goy, b'chei noyagim. And then the Ramah writes, what Tosfos says, and that's why we're not 100% sure what the Mechaber says. He says, alvo b'mokim t'yesh l'chush, she yis'atzlin a Yehudi, ein la'atzlin a Yehudi. He says, if we're afraid that the doctor knows, I'm going to take care of this in the fastest possible. Until I get the goy to come, until I knock on his door, until he washes up and he gets ready and he gets dressed. He's not going to be as quick. I'm going to go in my pajamas. I don't care. I'm going to show him the hospital in my pajamas. That's not the way my neighbor works. He's not going to go into pajamas, right? So then, even though we may drive at the same time, but I know that I'm going to be on top of it much more. Obviously, you know, if I know I'm going to give much greater care, so then the NUD is not an option, not the cause also an option. There is another cheshbon that the Achronim introduce over here. When the Mechaber writes, don't use a goy or a katan or a nashim, right? Which is a strange thing. A nashim is mamsha the same din. So what's the habit use a nashim? What's the some Achronim, and this is developed well in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, that what the Mechaber is saying is, even if I pass in the chuya, but I have to be careful at what I'm messaging. Right? Right now, I know I know that until I hear from the radiologist, I can't do anything. I know that I have a half an hour, so I'll call Uber, I'll get a gun. But now I'm in shul, right? And we sent this guy off, or I make an estimate right now based on what I see right now. Not going to matter for 20 minutes. Till I set up the ER, till I set to receive him, I know. But if it's happening in shul, and they see he's a cardiologist, he knows what's going on, he says this guy has to go to the hospital, and then he starts saying, you know what, get the guy to do it, get the superintendent to do it, I shouldn't do it myself, I'll get somebody else to do it. So what's he messaging? He's messaging that pikuach nefesh. The stam baal habos doesn't know what's going through his mind is, I need an x-ray, I need a prep, I need a room, v'chule v'chule. Some guy is sitting around and says, here's a pikuach nefesh case, he's like from guy, he knows the halacha, and he says, get a guy. So, mikan lomdim, that pikuach only mechal shalit a guy. So, Rishonim discusses whether, and a person certainly has to be sensitive to that, there's no question. That if a person is afraid that through my actions right now, I'm going to end up threatening somebody else's life down the road, so we talk a paskin, that therefore I'm a chalash myself. The question becomes, how far do you take this? So the Alter Rebbe says it has to be part of one's thinking, but one can do a tikkun. Right? One can, the doctor on the spot can announce, and he can say, you know, let's get the guy next door, let's get the superintendent, because I need 20 minutes anyways. So the Rebbe says we can have both in mind, but we would still, it sounds like from the Mechaber, don't make cheshbonos, because you're not going to be able to have everything in mind. You can't call all these shots on the spot. The Rambam says, no, if it's not going to be like yichur v'lo b'dichur. Now, do I have to worry about the messaging that I'm giving? So the Alter Rebbe says you have to worry about the messaging, but if you think you can handle the messaging by teaching people al atar shortly afterward, and it's not going to end up being a kilkul, okay, so then we should, that's like a pshara between the formulation of the Mechaber and the formulation of the Rambam. Hayotzim calls that is that we paskin onu b'nei Ashkenaz, I don't know what the Sfaradim paskin, onu b'nei Ashkenaz paskin as, we paskin that Shabbos is duchuya. We paskin efshar l'kayim shneya. We should do it. We take into account if we end up, to make sure that we don't end up teaching the wrong din. But we want to make sure that we don't end up teaching that Shabbos is not the chuya. You have to use a goy. We want to teach Shabbos is the chuya. But Shabbos being the chuya means that when one can be mekayim shneim, so then one should do that. And the question now becomes, how far do you take the chuya? So it's hard to formulate the machlokes in over here, but we'll give two very important tshuvas on this issue. One important tshuva is Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes that because we pass in duhuya and hutra, therefore a doctor has to stay in the hospital on Shabbos. Now the doctor was on call, and it's likely, I'm not sure exactly how to formulate it, but it's more likely than not that he'll get called in on Shabbos. So Rav Moshe writes, so then mi hitirlo to leave Friday afternoon? If it's going to get called in later on. If you would hold Shabbos as hutra, it's like Tuesday. No. So I go home, I get a call. No, it's Tuesday. So I go in. So why can't I go Monday night? I go Monday night. But if you hold Shabbos dechuya, so when I go on Friday, if there's a likely chance I'm going to have to go in Shabbos, but I could avoid that. I could make Kaim Shneim. I could stay in the hospital on Shabbos. No. So Kaim Shneim.
If it's hutra,
right? But it was, so if it's hutra, that might be mutter to do that.
To set yourself up.
Yeah. I think about it. I have to think about the far reaches of that. But certainly in this situation, where if it be hutra, so then it sounds like that would not be a problem because it's kiyem chah. Yeah, and I don't have, if it's hutra, then I don't have to worry about Eshel Chaim Shneim. Do I have to be worried about Machnas Atzmei Legerish Hutra? I don't think so. I think Machnas Atzmei is only the Chiyas Yisurim, I think. I think so. Rabbi Stein will check up on that. No? Okay, we'll have to work on that. But I think that's the way of asking. So, now, Halacha L'Masa, the practice in Eretz Yisrael and Shaarei Tzedek was that doctors do go home on Friday, even if they have rounds on Shabbos, right? But they come with a goy, right? So again, I just want to be clear: we're looking at slightly different things. Rav Moshe's tshuva was that if there's a good chance I'm going to have to come in, and certainly Rav Moshe would say, if I have the rounds, then I should stay in the hospital. And the Mahalach in Shaarei Tzedek, which was signed off by three of the Gedol Yerushalayim, the Minchas Yitzchak, Tzitz Eliezer, I believe Shlomo Zalman, I even believe Rav Avadya Yosef, but certainly three of the four signed off in this practice. And that was to have a non-Jew pick up the doctor, Amir Lenochri. So they were matir, the doctors to leave on Friday, even though they set up in advance, Amir Lenochri, right? So that means, they were paskening, that you're allowed to set up an Amir Lenochri. On Shabbos is Dechuya Efshel Lekayim Shneim on the Din Deraisa level. But I'm allowed to be machnis atzmi le dechias isurim mid rabbanon le ayidei goy. That was the mahalach, right? In other words, the mahalach is, I believe the way to say this is that even though we paskin Shabbos is duchuya when it comes to isuri de raisa, when it comes to the rabbanon, Shabbos is hutra. B'mokim sar loy gozu be rabbanon, right? So b'mokim chilu Shabbos loy gozu be rabbanon. So it's not like Chazal said, it's duchui. They said, no, there is no Amir L'Nachri. So if there's no Amir L'Nachri, so tomorrow morning, Shabbos morning, I know that there are Chol M'shish M'zakon, I have to check in on them, I have to check them out. So that is Hutra. So then I'm allowed to be Machnas Atzmi L'Heter. So that is the Mahalach that was adopted in Yisrael. And L'Chaira I think is fairly well accepted over here, all right? But but certainly, if a person is in a situation where they would not be able to call upon a goy to take them in on Shabbos, so if they vaday have to go in on Shabbos, then I think everybody holds that they can't go home on Friday night. If they're not sure if they'll have to go in on Shabbos, look over the course of the year. Many Shabbos, they don't get called b'chlal. Many Shabbos, they get called, they take it, they carry it by the over the phone. Once in a while, they have to go in, and if there's no goy available, so then, certainly then I think it would be, I believe that Rishon Mazam said then it's mutter to go home on a Friday afternoon. Right? If I know that I for sure have to go in, no, then I can't go in. If I know I for sure have to go in a day goy, again, then Rav Moshe may not accept this because he doesn't spell this out. So I'm not sure what Rav Moshe would say. But the only Yisrael were matter in that case. Again, so what do we point out? We pointed out that one of the ramifications of passing Duchuya is that we will do, if it's B'loy Dichur, B'loy Ichur, we'll do it Al Yedei Shin, Al Yedei Goy. If it's B'loy Dichur, B'loy Ichur, so then we will have to make sure that we don't message incorrectly. Next, because it's Duchuya, so then we cannot be Machnis Atzmein L'Dechias Yisurim. So therefore, we would, if a doctor is going to be on call over Shabbos, and we'll have to travel in over Shabbos, then according to Rav Moshe, to stay in the hospital on Shabbos. All right? There's a question before. Behind you. Okay. Then there is another, and the Shubha that we just quoted is the Rav Moshe Rechaim Chelik Dalet Siman Ayin Tes, where he describes how should doctors conduct themselves on Shabbos. Neighbor Moshe writes that doctors should be unlisted. They should be available to their patients. Their patients have to know who they are because how they can get in touch with them. Because the Gemara says, "Lav mikol asim rapi inshe," that a person, there is a relationship between the rofe and the chola. And even though there could be 10 doctors who have the same level of expertise, they have all been called the top 10 doctors thousands of times in the various journals. They all have the same education. But Chayla can say, this is the one that I connect with. This is the one who I believe is going to help me out. So a person can say that. And in addition, usually, if you have patients, you're following them, you know them better, you made decisions for them, you have their history in mind. You're not just reading up a file. So a doctor has to be available to his patients on Shabbos. However, Moshe writes, a doctor should not be available beyond that. He shouldn't have his name out there, shingle out there, so everybody knows this is where I go when I'm in trouble on the course. He says, of course, if he's the only doctor in town, he's got to be available on Shabbos. If he's the biggest mumche, he's got to be available on Shabbos. Right? But if it's a situation where, for the average person, the doctor can be equally the medical expertise and the medical help can be easily accessed via somebody else, so then the doctor should take himself out of the loop on Shabbos. He should take his vacations on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and as we said, if he knows he's going to have to go in, that's Sechelek Dalet Simen Ayin Tes. There is a, how far do we take this din of the Chuya versus Hutra? So that was a machlekes, a very high profile machlekes between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Pinchas Epstein. Pinchas Epstein was the Ravid of Yerushalayim, the Maratzedek Derech Haredes, before Rav Yitzchak Weiss. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said there has to be a limitation to Duchuy as well. How far do we go when we say Efsh L'Kayim Shneim? What's called Efsh L'Kayim Shneim? So one example that came to, there are three classic examples that Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote up and that Rav Epstein took issue with. One was the power line that fell down on Shabbos, and it's dangerous to walk by that power line. And Jews are going to walk by the power line. So you have to get it fixed. Pikuach HaNefesh. Kid who walks by the power, what's going to happen? So in America, it's not a problem. We call up and they fix it up. Eretz Yisrael, it means calling a Jew to fix it up. So it means getting a Jew to drive out. And then says, that's Chilul Shabbos Day Raisa. That's Mikuch Nefesh. So Shlomo Zalman said, yes, no Shiloh. You fix it up. You call a Jew and fix it up. It's Sakana. And if Pinchas Epstein says, what are you talking about? You take a chair and you sit there through Shabbos, and you work out, and people ask you what you're doing, you say, I need to get the people to help me out, I got to get shifts. And over the course of Shabbos, we have people sitting there. So Shlomo Zalman said, it's true that Shabbos is Techuya, but to an extent, how far do we take Techuya? Right? How far do we go? So the next case that Rosh Hashanah Zalman addressed is the case where the nurses come to the hospital on Shabbos, and this is a mom and pop kind of hospital, not that we have it now, and the hospital ovens, they're not working. The hospital fridges went down. There's no food to provide for the cholim. No, achayish was without food. That's the kodesh of fashas. So Shlomo Zalman said, "So you start cooking. What are you going to do?" And Reb Epstein said, "Start cooking. Every nurse has a lunch. So they take all the brown bags together, bring them into the central place, and you figure it out. You provide food for everybody." So Shlomo Zalman said, "It's true. It's the chuyah, but how far is the chuyah go? How far do we say? What's e'efshar l'kayim shneim?" So Shlomo Zalman thought that there was a level of tircha. Again, it's hard to be magdir exactly the level of tircha is, but there's a level of tircha which is already considered to be e'efshar l'kayim shneim. He had a raya from a meis mitzvah. That a meis mitzvah, that there are limitations on how far a kohen has to go. Does a kohen have to hire people in order not to be metame himself? So I think the Rama says that there's a mandom that says the kohen doesn't have to hire people. So Shlomo Zalman said, you see that there's a limitation. So only as far as one doesn't have to extend oneself that far. So I don't know. Let me put it there. That's why I believe Shlomo Zalman would say that if a Jew on Erev Shabbos, he's allowed to leave the hospital. It's not clear if Shlomo Zalman or if Neuvert says it. He's allowed to leave the hospital if it's not sure whether he's going to have to go in on Shabbos altogether. Because how far do you take the din of Dechuyah? Shlomo Zalman apparently held, no, I don't know if he held as far as Epstein, but he certainly held that you have to stay in the hospital over Shabbos. So there is a certain range of how far one goes. A woman who is in the ninth month, how far do we say we have to go so that she shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos and have to drive in? So again, Lamasa, the woman's going to end up being driven by Goy almost overwhelmingly. So Lachar, based on the Gdel Yerushalayim, she doesn't have to stay close to the hospital. And certainly if it's she has no labor pains, Bechlal. If a woman already has labor pains and it's Erev Shabbos and she knows it's going to happen, right, she's going to have to go in. So then it would make sense for her to be mimayit as much as she can. But again, if she's going to end up going with a goy, so probably the Gdel Yerushalayim would be a mekel in that case. On the other hand, in a situation where, let's take another case, kol tzirachav, how far do we go in being mekel on being mekel for tzorchei choyle? Right, when the Rambam says that it's kechoyle, so on choyle we take care of all the tzrochim of the cholish ish basakana. What about a tzorech of the chole, which would make him comfortable, but it's not going to be make a difference of whether he's going to get better or not? Right? Mechaber says in Dalin, he says, if you know that this can wait till Matzoi Shabbos and it won't impact his therapy, his cure, then you wait till Matzoi Shabbos. Right? Then also the Chalos of Shabbos. A person has a Makos Shel Cholo. Makos Cholo means some kind of inner, some terrible, fierce pain from the inside, or some kind of wound. Some kind that could get infected. So if the doctor look and say, you know, whether we clean it up tonight and now, doesn't matter. Then you have to wait till tonight. But the doctors say, no, if we don't clean this wound up now, it can get infected. So then, oisim lo, so kol shirigilim la sois loy b'chol. So how far do we take kol shirigilim? Mi ma'acholim u'refuois. Means we feed them. Mashma afabisha ein boi sakona b'mnias adobru. Kevin she'achol yesh b'sakona, v'yesh b'adobru tzerech tzas, so that's a discussion of the Ber Halacha. How far do we take this this din? Guy gets a newspaper every Shabbos. So when we buy a newspaper for him, because it'll make him feel a bit better. Do we turn the television for him because it'll make him feel better? So it's a machlek is a poskim. Do we say that kol masha regilim is limited to regilim that will bring him some kind of therapy? Lechor means more than that. So they think the lashon in the Ber Halacha is if it's l'rananoi l'chazkoi, that if it will make him stronger, if it will improve his overall condition, so then we would be mechal Shabbos to do that for a cholish yesh basakona. But anything less than that, if it's not going to be mechazik ivarav, or mechazik him in some way, just make it more comfortable. So then I think the Ber Halacha sees it as being frivolous, and we not do that in Shabbos. But the heter to do anything beyond that which is mamish pikuach nefesh is going to be called hol duchui. Apparently, that gives us the heter to do a little bit more. To do anything, right? That's totally. And whether it's hutu duchuya. So when the mechaber says kol shirigilim lasois, so that lechara is dependent on hutra. And when the Mishneh Berurah walks it back to only things that are lechazkei l'rananoi, that's because we paskin that it is duchuya. Lechara, this is a comment by Dr. David Shabtai, who the doctor in one of our musmachim. He said that could be the way to evaluate the heter of a doula. A doula is a person who helps the woman give birth, but she's not an essential part of the therapy. It'll calm the yeletas down. It'll give her more strength, more wherewithal. So can the doula be mechal Shabbos? So a person who is giving birth is a cholish yesh b'sakana. The doula will probably add to the woman's comfort. So anias daiti, I always think that the doula should take a goyin, because the differential between the doula getting there half hour, that's hard to say that's mirvan mechazik. When the doula gets there, then it'll be mechaziker. So I can't see the differential of having a goyin going oneself. But to have a goy take them in, so then it's already knocked down to an amir and akum, and it's levanu l'chazgar. So then something should be moved. Okay, we'll continue next week in Rishon LeShabbos.